Хорош.
Иди помещи. Здесь их спроша. This is the parasha that we came out of Egypt. And Hashem told Moshe that the Makkah before Makkah Bechorot, before we came out, is Choshech, darkness. So the Gemara says, like a question, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a darkness. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought frogs and blood? But did the Gemara ask, why darkness? 6 days of darkness. Says the Gemara, the famous answer, two answers. Answer number one is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu that after we'll be tortured, when we slaves for 400 years, we will go out with a lot of fortune. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. In the Makat Choshech, in the 3 days of darkness, 6 days of darkness, the Jews went inside the houses of the Egyptians. Moshe told them to do it. And just to look around, where do they have all these gold and silver dishes? Not to touch it, just to look at it. But eventually, they'll come outside. It's after Makat Bechorot. They will go and they will ask the Egyptians, may I borrow a silver or gold dish? And the guy said, why are you asking me? I said, listen, I know you have it. It's in this place. And in the darkness, I saw it. I know it's so proper. I don't know what it means exactly. Invasion. To go to somebody else's house and to see all the things. But it's Hashem said. The second thing the Gemara says is that actually only 20% of the Jews came out of Egypt. 80% died. The ones that did not want to leave. The ones that had real estate, says the Gemara, and businesses in Egypt, they said they're not moving. They aren't leaving. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided they should die. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Goyim, the Egyptians, to see so many funerals. Because like this, you know, it shows, it's, they also die. And such enormous number of people die. So it won't have any effect on them, won't have any effect of the redemption. Look who made it at night. In 3 days of darkness, so at night they had funerals, 2.4 million funerals in 3 days, maybe 6 days. It says this is Sigma, this is the secret of the darkness. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu came and told them Israel first. Hashem told him, go tell them that the halachot, they should take a sheep or a goat and they should tie it to the bed on the 10th of Nisan after 4 days in the afternoon, excuse me, they'll slaughter it, they take the blood and put it inside the post of the door. Inside, when they close, they shut the door, the blood should be from inside. And then Hashem said like this, I'm going to pass on midnight, and on midnight, in 1 minute, all the elderly will die. It's called Makat Bechorot, all the elderly will die. But you, the Jewish people, don't come outside. I should come outside. The thing is over. It says the Gemara. It says in the Torah that when the epidemic started at midnight, Paro was also in the oldest one in his family, and they start to scream, Moshe, now please get out of Egypt. Everybody is dying. And the Gemara says that Paro told Moshe, get out of the country right away because everybody is dying. Please get out. And Moshe said, no, we can't go. Hashem said, we can't go at night. He said to Paro, we're not thieves. I don't know what it means exactly. He said, we're leaving in the morning. Hashem said in the morning. Why? Paro sent you. He says, the Gemara, that Moshe asked Paro to even release us from slavery and to tell us, you on your own, You're not my slaves anymore. Alu avdei Hashem. Nevertheless, Hashem said, don't go out, don't go out. Just go inside, stay inside the house and put the blood around the door on the tip post on the side, on the top one, and stay over there. Okay. Then the Torah says, that Am Israel, in the morning, went and borrowed the gold and the silver dishes. The way it says in the Torah. This is the vow. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen this way. This is the Gemara. What is so important about it? This is the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Am Israel to go and borrow. The Beradam was Ne'am. This is the Gemara. Hashem told Moshe, listen, they must do it. Because since I promised Avram, the grandfather, that his children are going to be slaves for 400 years, and now I want to fulfill my promise. I told Avraham Avinu, after slavery, they'll go outside, very rich, and they're going to come out of fortune. Now, if the Jews are just going to come out empty-handed, Avraham Avinu will come to me with a complaint. Avinu will say, listen, you fulfilled half of the promise, the other half you didn't fulfill. Please go speak to the nation, and ask the nation, go borrow the dishes, that's what I want. Because I promised Avraham Avinu, Shelo yomar otot tzadik. Avraham should not say, Ba'avadum in yotam, Avraham should not kiyem bayim. That he fulfilled, Hashem. Where is the fortune? Where is the money? Go do it. Very strange. Avraham will complain. The Gemara said, Moshe came to Am Yisrael and said, you're going free. Please go borrow dishes. Am Yisrael said to Moshe, you must be kidding. Oh, Hashem, you're getting free. We have to worry about now gold and silver dishes. Says the Gemara, Moshe said, listen, Hashem asked me to please ask you, go do it. So the Gemara said, no, they said, I'd be not interested in the gold dishes and the silver dishes. We want to come with three people, you know? Can you imagine a slave, Abraham Lincoln, freed all the people, you know? It's the biggest holiday. He's also, listen, I want to give you, I don't need anything. Thank God I'm not a slave anymore. Then the Torah says, that finally they left Egypt. When they left Egypt, Hashem makes a miracle to them. They take the leftover matzah and maro, and they take the leftover dough, Pesach. Prior to it, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them that this sacrifice of Pesach, somebody has no brit milah cannot eat from it. Not only that, if somebody owns a goy slave, if he bought him, he captured him, bought him, he must do brit milah to his slave, even though the guy is a goy. No, the semi-converted, to do brit milah to him, you have to put him in the mikveh. Can't just keep a goy in your house. Can't keep a goy in your house. If he didn't do it, and you own him, says the Gemara, you cannot participate in this what we call sacrifice of Pesach. Can't sacrifice. You can't. He says, what does it do with me? I'm Jewish, I'm Orthodox, I'm everything. He says, I have a goy. You know, I have a goy. I went to India, and I bought somebody to be my slave. It's not a servant. No, he owns him. He bought it. He paid, you know, slavery. He says, that slave, if he will not have brit milah, you will not be able to participate in the sacrifice of Pesach. Milat avadav me'akavto me'lechol betruma. Me'akavto me'lechol Pesach. I'm sorry. Can't have korban Pesach. Of course you. Of course the owner. Says the Jew. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, what has to do with anything? Then end of the parasha, we have the two paragraphs that we have inside our tefillin. Shaliyat tefillin shalosh, Kaddish li v'yaki v'yacha. We say in the morning, if you have the time to say that. Says Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu prior to Korban Pesach. He said, listen, Kaddish li kol b'chor, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make holy the b'chorot. Hashem told Moshe, every the elderly boy in the family, the oldest one is the b'chor, lihu. I took you out in the springtime. to make sure, you know, you belong to me. This is all the bechorot of animals belong to me. In the second paragraph, Ve'aki v'yachah Hashem elokecha l'aretz, you get to Eretz Yisrael. Over there it says, Chol banecha tibdeh. No, so you can redeem it. The first paragraph doesn't say you can redeem. Second paragraph says it. Then you got to the Mincha, you tell your son, so we were slaves in Egypt, Hashem took us. The first commandment, Ten Commandments, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzitecha Mitzrayim Mitavadim. In 3 weeks, Parashat Yitro, Hashem said, you know, I'm God. So what is the purpose? So if you know the first command, this is a statement. You have to remember, the first command, I took you out from the house of slavery. Very strange thing. So here comes the Torah and tells us, you should know, when Hashem meets Moshe, and the first time he tells Moshe, go tell Paro, Beni Bechori Israel. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, let go tell Paro something. Tell him, the Am Yisrael are the so-called older son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, you know, Yaakov bought the Bechorah from Esav. The sale was pending. Hashem, Yaakov made a transaction and gave Esav some soup, means nothing. Hashem said, no. Now, says the Gemara, when Hashem meets Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, go tell Paro, yes, the sale is valid now. Let my people go. Go tell Paro that you want to go out and you're going to sacrifice for 3 days. Why don't you go tell Paro, listen, it's time to go. We should never have been saved from the first day. Why didn't buy us? Why? We're free people. It's not Africa. He says, no, go tell Paro this. And of course, Moshe goes and Paro. You see, in the text, few times, that after a few makot, the Paro God, Paro said, okay, go. I was saying, Paro said, who is going to go? So Moshe said, everybody goes. So Paro said, okay, but not the sheep, not the cattle. Moshe said, yes, also. We have to go. I says, why? I says, because we don't know exactly what we're going to do over there. We go service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go serve him. We go to slaughter. We have to take everything. Everything. Everybody must go. So Paro said, excuse me, I don't understand. Why need the little children? Little children don't do it. And then, the next one, Paro said, you know what? Let them go also. But you can't take the sheep. Paro said, we have to take the sheep. So you have to go. Was it a joke or something? What's behind it? It's in the text. It's not a story to tell us what happened, the dialogue between Moshe and Paro, and who cares what happened, discussing this. The whole thing sounds like just a story and nonsense, really, because I don't really care what Paro said. Moshe answered him. So Chaim tell us the following. You should know the purpose of our life is to be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Mishnah, Perkei Avot, Evuka Avadim HaMeshamshim Et HaRav Shlo HaMenat LeKavel Pras. Somebody's going to ask us, what is the purpose of life? What's the purpose? For what do you live for? I said, because I want to be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without paid. I don't want to get paid. This is my job. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls certain people, my slave, for example, Moshe died. Hashem tells Yeshua, Moshe Abdimet. When Miriam spoke against Moshe, Hashem gave Moshe the title, my slave Moshe. Hashem calls Avraham my slave. Hashem calls Yaakov my slave. Hashem calls Eliyahu Navi my slave. Certain people Hashem called them slaves. I said, this is really the purpose, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say really what happened, that Esav came home one day and Yaakov tells him, listen, why did you sell me the elderly? I said, because you don't want to serve Hashem anyway. And Esav said, you know what? This job, this work is not for me. But I'm going to become a butcher. I'm going to go slaughter in the Beit HaMikdash, stand over there barefoot, and slaughter animals the whole day. Come the holidays, tens of thousands of
animals. Forget about it. It's not for me. And he says, I'm going to die from it. Yaakov said, you know what? I want to buy it for me. So what is this sale is all about? The sale is that Yaakov said he wants to be the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called the slave of Hashem. This was the sale. It's very nice. Nothing wrong with that. But the question is, if you really mean it, you're going to be the slave of Hashem? You're really going to do it? Or are you going to quit? Or are you going to regret? There's only one solution for this. It's a very easy solution, very simple solution. For example, somebody went to Africa and he bought a slave. He bought a slave, he captured him, took him, and then he tortures him, hate him, gives him a hard time, and somebody passes by, the slave starts screaming, somebody should help me, somebody should redeem me, somebody should take me away from this animal. Look what he does to me. Look what all the things I have in my hand and my feet and all the things that he does to me. Somebody passes by and says, okay, now I'm going to buy you. So then what? Then this guy that bought you, so he's a new owner. So for the rest of your life, you know that you owe this guy. You're going to be his slave. He's going to be very nice to you. He's going to give you food, eat, maybe he'll find your wife, he'll give you a job. Like a gentleman. But you still, for the rest of your life, you owe him your life. He saved you. You cried to him. You asked him. He was walking on the street. You said, please help me, help me, help me. He paid for you. Oh, Hashem, now you have everything. So what? Can you just run away? No. In your heart, you know. Now, I belong to this guy, and I'm very happy. Because if he wouldn't have come, I would have died over there. Who knows what this guy would have done to me? It's an easy solution. For somebody to happen that he wants to acquire somebody and you want this guy to be devoted to him. If the guy is honest, and it's very simple. This guy will never betray you because he remembers all of that. Says the Mishnah, you should know, Leila Seder comes. Says the person, Salman Gamila says, the person has to know Leila Seder, that he has to imagine that he came out of Egypt. And all the Chachamim said, no, you say it in the text. It's a Mishnah. Alam Adam yireh tasmo kilu yatsa b'Mitzrayim. He's sitting in the seder at the table. He says, listen, I came out of Egypt. He says, who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? You live in a nice house. You came out of Egypt. I came out of Egypt. No, that doesn't mean that. It means like this. The Nela Seder, says the Gemara, this is the night of redemption. Night of redemption, it means Hashem wants to redeem you. How Hashem is going to redeem you? I tell you what, you're going to be in danger. You're going to be a slave for so many years. Actually, it was supposed to be 400, then Hashem reduced it. And the Egyptians will take the children and throw them into the Nile, and they're going to put them into the wall, and they're going to slaughter babies to take a jacuzzi, if Pharaoh wants to take a jacuzzi. And then he's going to more gazot. It's going to be so hard for you, to be so anxious to get out. And we're so anxious to get out, somebody's going to come take you out. And it's Hashem said, the first command, I'm God took you out of Egypt. So when I tell you now, don't kill, don't do this, you must listen. Because you can't betray me. How can you betray me? Because if I would not taken you out, you would have dropped dead over there. Look what happened to all these people. This was a trick from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's talk about Abraham Avinu. And Abraham Avinu, these certain things the Gemara said, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question he should never ask. You don't ask the boss the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't feel that you're the servant of Hashem. Or he drafted Rosh Hashiva. He should not have drafted Rosh Hashiva, not Lapid. Don't draft Rosh Hashiva to the army. And the people that he released from captivity, he gave them back to Sdom Amorah. Then they died in Sdom Amorah. Hashem said, you know what? I'll tell you what your problem is. The problem is you don't feel 100%, says the Maharal, that you're my slave. You have to feel that you're my slave, that you will not do anything that has anything against me. Because you have so-called the idea, this entity, what's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did everything for me. He did everything for you, so you owe him, and you feel it inside your heart. These your children, will come back to Eretz Israel. Hashem said to him, when Abraham was 70 years old, on that night of Pesach, was also night of Pesach. So Birb ben Abtarim, Hashem said, listen, your children will go for training. It's called Tironut. They'll take you to an army base, they'll train you, run here, run there, run here, run there, and then you become a soldier. He says, you have to be a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Training takes 400 years. Eventually, it wasn't 400 years. It was 100 and something. Because we came down to Egypt only, we were in Egypt altogether only 210. And then 210 also, it's only 115 about. But was a training, that the Torah describes it, now you understand, the Torah describes, Egyptian gives her time, and it to our children, and power was mean to us. I said, what is the purpose? Of course it's a Gezerah. Well, what's the purpose of the Gezerah? What Hashem did it? Hashem did it, so-called, we should reach that level, the highest level, and Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe Avdi, Moshe Maslev. He said, you'll never do anything against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You'll do the job, but the job was designated for you. And that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham. And he told him, you know what, your children are going to go out without a fortune. Okay, no, we don't know what it is. Monday, Esav comes from the field and he's hungry, and Yaakov said, you know what, I want to be the elderly. This is what do you mean? I says, because I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to serve. He says, here it is. So he makes, he signed it. And Esav swore. Hashem said, it's a good show. I don't know if you really want to do it. To be a devoted slave. One day, we'll see. We'll see. So if you behave 100%, no problem. But then we came down to Egypt. Then we got out of Goshen. Since the Gemara, they went to the theater, they went to the circus. They went to the parades of the Avodah Zarah. They were dancing around the Avodah Zarah in Egypt. I said, how can you tell me that you want to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then the whole slavery started. It's not slavery started because it started. Because the minute that you go off the path and you're not going to be a servant of Hashem like your grandfather said, that's what Yaakov bought the Bechorah, that's simply going to push us to the corner to reach that level. As long as we didn't reach it, it's going to get harder and harder. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Moshe. And Moshe said to Hashem, listen, things got worse. Hashem said, you don't understand. If they would have reached the level of servant of Hashem, how long time would they leave them alone? The problem is they don't want to be the servant of Hashem. Look, they go to the parade. Look, they're the circus. Look, they're the theater. I says, the purpose was just to fulfill the act that Yaakov Avinu did, and that training that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you must get this in order to go back to Earth Israel, or to stay in Earth Israel, you have to reach that level, that you're here to serve Hashem, said the Mishnah Patriarch. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, okay, now, you ready? I think you're ready. Okay, says Makat HaKoshech, the Gemara says, darkness, it's darkness, let me tell you something. There's 2.4 million people between age 20 and 60, they said they're not leaving Egypt. He's saying in Egypt, he said, listen, excuse me, sir. You don't understand. Your purpose is to go to Eretz Israel to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what your grandfather told Esau. That's what Hashem told Abraham. What do you mean you don't want to go out of Egypt? What do you mean you stay in Egypt? Stay in America. Let me stay in Egypt. If you don't have this inside you all the time, says the Gemara, one of the things the person comes to Gan Eden, at the entrance to Gan Eden, they look at his fire and says, positive. Go inside the Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, they ask him a few questions. Question number 3, they ask him, Tzipita Lishua. Ask the man, ask the person, man and lady, the same. He says, did you wait for the redemption? You wait for the redemption now? If the answer is no, with all the respect, your file is positive, you deserve a good seat in Gan Eden, but you can't go. Why? Why? So I didn't. So Kilishuatcha Kevinu Kol Hayom. He says 3 times a day in Shemone Esrei. The whole day I'm waiting. Why you say that? Because that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Paro. The reason that you're getting out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, is because the grandfather Yaakov bought the Bechorah for myself. Go tell the Paro, Beni Bechori Israel. You know what it means? That now they're ready. They're ready to do what? They're ready to go down to the desert and sacrifice 3 days. And that's what the Torah tells us. And Hashem told Moshe, go tell it to Paro. Hashem did not want Moshe to tell Paro, we just believing. It's true. Moshe could have come and said to Paro, listen, we're leaving. It's not your business. Why? Because Hashem wants. No. He says, Hashem wants Paro to hear the truth. The reason why we're leaving is Bini Bechori Israel, because now we were trained. Now we're full devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going. Zacharti lach esed nurach avat kolotayich. Hashem told Yirmiyahu, God tell Am Yisrael, I love you so much. Why? Because we left Egypt. We didn't ask the question. Where are you going? Going to serve Hashem. Going to serve Hashem. And that's the whole story in the last three weeks. It's just to put and paint the picture of the training that we're ready to do what Yaakov did. And then Hashem said, here Hashem said, yeah, now you're ready. Until now you weren't ready. Now you're ready. Please get rid of the Avodah Zarah. And says, go on and go take this sheep, tie it to your bed, go tell the Egyptian, I'm going to slaughter your God. And you go slaughter it. You go slaughter the God, and they tell you what to do. You take the blood and you smear it on the posts of the door from the inside and shut the door. Says the Gemara, you know what it means. It means that everybody's house was like an altar. We fulfilled at that moment that promise, the deal that Yaakov did with Esav. That's what Yaakov told Esav. You don't want to work in Metamidash, right? You don't want to become a butcher. You become butchers. How about everybody? Take your goat, take your sheep, go inside the house. Go inside the house and you put, says the Gemara, the blood on the 3-4 corners around the post door. It's like an altar. That's what Hashem said. And you go inside, shut the door. And the whole night don't go outside and look at the blood. Look at the blood. See, you know the blood? This is Yaakov Avinu. This year, yeah. This is Avraham Avinu. This is Yaakov Avinu. Says the Gemara, he came out of Egypt, Bizchut Yaakov, Bizchut Avraham. Everybody said, Bizchut Yaakov, Yaakov Tzadik, Bizchut Avraham. No. Bizchut Yaakov, Bizchut Avraham, not because they were Tzadikim. Because that is what Hashem told Avraham Avinu, and that's what Hashem told Moshe about the deal that Yaakov had with Esau. That's what the Gemara means. You came out of Egypt because Yaakov said to Esav, I want to be a butcher. I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu Beit HaMikdash. She says, okay, now, please take a goat. Take a goat, slaughter the goat, put the blood. It's a heavy disremind. Says the Gemara, this is like the altar that you put in the four corners. Put around the door the blood and shut the door. I said, listen, now I have one more thing to tell you. He says, I'm going to come in on midnight. And everybody's going to die in a second. And then Paul's going to come and he says, get out of the country. You know, but if you're a devoted slave, you don't listen to no one. He said, let me explain to you something. This guy, Paro, is a hypocrite. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu painted it in the parasha. When frogs came, Paro called Moshe. He says, okay, go. The frogs died. Paro said, no. Next one, Arov, animals running on the street. Paro called Moshe, okay, go. Then the animals disappeared. Paro said, no. Barad. Arbe, every time, Paroche, this guy doesn't have bone, no personality. No, comes midnight, everybody dies. Paroche says, get out! He says, get out! Ah, take the suitcase, run! And Hashem told us, listen, when you eat the sacrifice of Pesach, you have to have the stick in your hand, put the shoes on, put the belt on, you're ready to go, I'm ready to go, a marathon. He says, on midnight, Paro is going to scream. It's going to tell Moshe now, get out of the country. He says, listen, this guy says it now. In 1 hour, he'll change his mind. I can't take a chance now. Finally, the guy said, everybody out. We the cattle. It's the first time. What would you do? Run to the airport right away. Before the immigration will shut the gate. Because he said, no. Paro changed his mind. That if you devote yourself, you're a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the test. Hashem said, don't get out of the building until the morning. Until the morning, Paro will change his mind 10 times until the morning. It doesn't matter to him. This was the test to show that we really got trained. He's the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, I want to explain you something else. See, Yaakov said he wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Very nice. says the Zohar, says Chatam Sofer, they come to Eretz Yisrael, they say, what do you want to do in Eretz Yisrael? What do you want to do? He says, Yaakov said he wants to seven Bet HaMikdash. Every time you have to, you're going to have to build Bet HaMikdash. I said, Bet HaMikdash, says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, even to cover Bet HaMikdash with gold, all the building from inside, outside, everything, you need gold dishes, everything. How are you going to have it? Hashem said, you know, I told you to Abraham, you didn't understand. I told Abraham, your children are going to be slaves for 400 years training. Training what? Training to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and put after him, please go take three goats and three sheep and slaughter them. I said, was a training. And the Gemara says that Hashem told Abraham, he said, this is sacrifices, this is Olah, this is Chatat, this is Parshat, this. Hashem told him, this is sacrifices. This is your job, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem said, you know what? Your children will get trained 400 years. And then they're going to go without a fortune. What fortune? Hashem comes to Moshe and said, go tell them now to borrow golden dishes. Why need golden dishes? Why need silver dishes? For Bet HaMikdash. So he said, listen, go tell them Israel this, because Abraham is going to come to complain to me. Abraham said, listen, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they're going to be tortured and they're going to be slaves for 400 years, and you fulfill it, and now you don't give a fortune. What do you think Abraham is going to come? Because of physical fortune. The Gemara said, Moshe came. Hamisrael said, who needs the gold and silver dishes? It's true, you don't understand. You don't understand. The purpose is to go to Bet HaMikdash. And that's what I told Abraham. At the end of the day, you're going to go out free. So I want you to go with gold and silver dishes. Says the Gemara, they didn't even take lunch. Says the Torah emphasizes it. The Gemara says, can you imagine? Moshe said, we live in Egypt. Nobody has even lunch. Don't have lunch, but you have silver and gold. It's irony. This is what happened to the Yemenite people. The Yemenite people ran out of Yemen about 70 years ago, and they went through the desert, and they had suitcases full of gold. Very rich from Yemen. And they got into the desert, they didn't have food. They had food, they threw the gold and the diamonds and the silver. They buried it, they hid it. It was a disaster. Who needs the gold and silver if you don't have food? What person is going to go out on a journey to the desert and will not have a bucket, a polar spring, pita? Nobody has anything. She's like, my body, what do you take? To emphasize, you think you read the story. For us, you know what? They came out of Egypt, they had the leftover dough, not even matzah. They didn't have a matzah, they didn't have a sandwich. I didn't have water, nothing. Here the Torah will paint it next week. I says, 3 days, there's no more water, there's no more food, nothing. I says, what the food went in the next 30 days? They left over dough that they took. They took a crumb in the morning, crumb in the evening, and this was enough for them. So what's behind it? Behind it, that what common sense is to have 90 donkeys filled, full with gold and silver dishes, and the man did not think, what is going to eat? You're going to the desert. Because the gold and the silver was not for me. This is a spiritual thing. It's for Bet HaMikdash. That's what Moshe told them. Please do it because Hashem promised Abraham that you're going to be rich. Rich for what? For what I need all this silver and gold? For what you need 90 donkeys full of silver and gold? What are you going to do with this? And they will all ask, I said, what do you mean you take it from the Egyptians? What, you stole it from them? I didn't take it from the Egyptians. It's a donation to Bet HaMikdash. I don't even know why I'm going to use it. Who needs so much? Who needs so much? For Bet HaMikdash you need it. Oh, that's like, told Moshe, go, yes. Then please borrow, because Abraham can have a complaint. Not complain about physical fortune. Abraham said, listen, the whole story was a training. The whole story was, you said, they're going to be tortured because you want them to be servants to you. I said, where? In Bet HaMikdash. Hashem said, you know what? After the torturing, then they're going to get trained. They're going to be servants. Then Nofri Hashem Elokecha, that's the first command. I shall stir him slime. It says, that's the whole thing. It says, they can go out with a lot of fortune for Bet HaMikdash. It's the Zohar, says the Chatam Sofer. That's the whole purpose of the whole gold and silver. It's for Bet HaMikdash. It's not for their own use. They don't need it. For what they need it for? Anyway, those people are never going to get to Bet HaMikdash. They're all going to die in the desert at the end. But the gold did not die. The gold was taken to Eretz Israel by the descendants and was brought into Yerushalayim and Bet HaMikdash. It says, that's the whole purpose. This is the first paragraph. This is you put in tefillin. Says the Gemara, you know that somebody doesn't put tefillin, there's a special compartment in Gehenna for him. It's amazing. Ka'kafta delo manach tefillin. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbat, somebody does other bad things. It's a general Gehenna, you know, with all the singers. You know, sometimes they sing, sometimes they cry. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know. You see all this, you know, all the bad people there. So, you know, so. Says the Gemara, but if somebody doesn't put tefillin, he is not over there. He has a special compartment. Kakapta de lo manach tefillin. It says over there, where did you put tefillin? Go inside there. This is what is the big deal. Tefillin is important. The guy didn't keep Shabbat. The guy didn't eat kosher. The guy, who knows what else he did. All the bad, all the abomination, all the bad things. He is in general, it's a general Gehenom. He's in the party. He's in the club. But those people didn't put tefillin. Says the Gemara, it's a special compartment for them in Gehenom. Because in tefillin, that's what it says in tefillin. Kadesh li ki vaya ki viyacha. Shema vayam shema. You know what it says in tefillin? Tefillin says that, you know, Hashem took you out of Egypt. You'd have been slave. Bechol do vado, chayav adam li rotasim kutsam mitzrayim. This is an agada. It says, you owe a kadosh baruch hu. You can't say, listen, I'm Jew in my heart. I don't obey this. I'm not going to keep this. You don't understand. Hashem took you. You have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took you out of Egypt. You cried. And so the Torah describes the crying and the suffering so much to emphasize it and emphasize it, to build it, to tell us, says the Haggadah, says the Mishnah, that Yom Leila said that it's the day of redemption, the night of redemption. It says, you have to feel that you came out of Egypt. What do you mean I feel? I don't feel nothing. He says, no. Inside your head, you have to have the story clear. That's the Haggadah starts. Avadim el Paro Mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt. And Egyptian did this to us, and did this to us. And you build the story, he says, hold it. What it means is, I could have been in Africa all my life, and my children, and my grandchildren. Why am I here? Why am I here? Because Hashem took me. Why Hashem took me? Hashem took me because our grandfather, Yaakov, bought the elderly from Esau. He said, he wants to sacrifice. I said, that was a Pesach Zeh. So you have to remember why. Says, Rav Galini, you have to say this is Pesach. Maro Zeh, Matzah Zeh. So what is this? This is in order for us to accept what we call the first command, the Ten Commandments. He says, you have to know that you are the seventh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were trained in Egypt for 400 years. You take the fortune to be with Hamigdash. That's now you're an honest person. Says the Haggadah, listen, that's exactly what the light of Pesach is. This is the Gemara, Yerushalmi, this is the night of redemption. If you feel it, and you take this obligation on you, then you sit on the table, you close your eyes, and you imagine you're a slave. It means nothing. It means now you have the obligation for the one that took you out of Egypt. This is the heaven warner. Says the Torah, Ki avadahim asher otzit otam meretz Mitzrayim. Come, Hashem Kodim Bukhan Sev Vayikra, and he says, tell us, listen, Shemitah is coming. He says, listen, Yovel is coming. Next is Shemitah, next is Yovel. He says, what is this? What's it all about? You're not the boss. He says, you're a slave of Hashem. He took you out of slavery. He took you, you owe him. He says, no boss. He's nice to you. He gives you everything. And the seventh thing, he tells you, listen, don't do this. Hashem, Yovel said, don't do this. He says, you have to feel inside you, says Mishnah Pekeavot, you're the seventh, because that was the purpose, us going to Egypt, this was the purpose of the sale that Yaakov bought from Esau. And this is what I will tell you. Kaddish Likol Bechor, says the first paragraph doesn't say anything about redemption. This is a person has to feel inside himself all the time, the seventh of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. Zohar said, all of us should have been in the stage of Bechor. Kaddish Likol Bechor, he says, what is Bechor? Beni Bechori Israel. Moshe went to power, he didn't say, just release the Bechorim. Hashem said, we all supposed to be Bechor, because that's what Yaakov told Esau. The second paragraph reads, Vayaki V'yachah Hashem Elokecha. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu already knows. So by the time we get to Eretz Israel, already we betrayed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're already on a lower level. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, now if you don't, now Kadesh Li, it can be Kol Bechor Banecha Tivdeh. He says, now you redeem it. If you don't want to give it to the coin, what do you mean? If you don't want? I said, if you went down, you went down. I said, those things are in our tefillin. Well, let me buy tefillin. You have something, you know, used tefillin or recycled, or, you know, for $50 tefillin. $1,000 tefillin? What's wrong with you? The tefillin is the most important thing in a person's life. Says the Gemara, "V'ra'u chol ha'me'ar, se'shem ha'shem nikra lecha, v'ra'u me'meka." So the goyim afraid of the tefillin. Afraid. So why are they afraid of the tefillin? Because somebody is tefillin, they're afraid of him. The Torah says, yeah, they're afraid of him. They're afraid of you. The goyim afraid of you, tefillin. So what is this? Because it's the tefillin, when you put it, and this is what we say, the Shem Yichud before, the Shabed, et libenu, et mochenu l'akadosh baruch hu. I want my heart and my brain to be a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why are you saying it? I said, that's what you're saying. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Egypt. And because you took us out of Egypt, we owe our life to you. We owe our life to you. I said, that's what the tefillin says. The tefillin says, I am a servant of Hashem. I'm a slave of Hashem. It's not because I am, because I must be. Because I was a slave in Egypt. And why I'm free? Because Yaakov, he said he wants to serve Hashem. We are the grandchildren of Yaakov. So that's what it means. We want to serve Hashem. So you said you don't want to fill in. It means you don't want to serve Hashem. You don't want to serve Hashem. Why did Hashem take you out of Egypt? What kind of feeling you have? But you have to fill in. That's worthless. It means you betrayed the new owner that redeemed you and saved you from power of the wicked man. And that's all the purpose of the parasha. Comes the Ramban, the parasha, says, let me tell you something. And what is today? You have no Beit HaMikdash. Says Ramban, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he knew everything. The whole purpose of creation is to go to Beit HaKnesset, to pray to Hashem, and to say, we belong to you. That's it, finished. Says the Ramban, that's the purpose of life. Somebody can ask you, what's the purpose of creation? That's the purpose. We belong to you. He said, who said it? Yaakov said it. Who said it? Abraham said it. He says, Abraham Avdi, Yaakov Avdi, Eliyahu Avdi, Moshe Avdi, Kalev Avdi. To earn this title, we went to training. And this was the whole purpose. Just, we didn't fulfill it completely. We came out of Egypt, we still took the idols with us. When we did the golden calf, we made the spies. Satan is strong. We could not hold on to our statement as Eben Ishma. We could not hold on to be the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you should know inside you. That says the whole time you have to hope for the Yeshua of Hashem. It means what it means. It means I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because I want, because I owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says my grandfather, he told me to do it, and I am his grandson, and I want to walk in the Hamikdash. I want to be the butcher. That's what the Torah says. That's the whole purpose of redemption. That's what Hashem told us. You know, stay in your house. Don't come outside. In the morning you leave. And you leave in the morning. The Torah describes how you left. Just to show you the emunah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirmeyahu HaNavi. Zacharti lach chesed narayich. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I remember. You went Eretz Lo Zeruah. You went outside. And you didn't even take lunches. You didn't take nothing. You went blind after Moshe Rabbeinu. To show that you really mean it. You want to be the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, you know, the same night Mashiach will come. The night of Pesach Mashiach will come. Because the night of Pesach, we're going through this video. And we accept on ourselves. The whole idea, says the Gemara, you know, the night of Pesach, this is the night Mashiach is supposed to arrive. No, he can come any morning. But to take us out of exile, to redeem us, this is the night. This is the energy of that night. This is that night we accept on ourselves. Bnei Bechori Israel, that we are the oldest one, we are the one that wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it. And with the Ten Makot, it was a Ten Makot. It was a time of training that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to see what's going on, to accept in ourselves so-called yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me Mashiach Ma'a Ben Amen. Amen.